The lack of housing, it's the biggest challenge facing people trying to buy their own home or rent. The numbers in emergency accommodation are at just over 14,000 right now. And in the past 24 hours, the news came that only 158 social homes were built in the first 3 months of this year. The government's own yearly target is 9,300. Only 1,053 affordable homes were built in the same time frame. The government's own yearly target for that is 6,400. Let's talk about this now with the leader of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacik, TD for Dublin Bay South. Good morning, you're welcome.
Good morning, Audrey. Thank you for inviting me on.
The Housing Minister says that you and the others in the opposition will be well aware that 83% of new houses came on stream in the last 6 months of last year, particularly the last three. So is it too early to be critical?
Well, we absolutely acknowledge that delivery tends to pick up pace towards the latter half of the year. Certainly we saw that last year. But we shouldn't forget that last year, when we do look at the full figures, the government did fall short even of their own targets. And I think the critical issue here, Audrey, is that the government's targets are simply too low. I have a letter from the minister from last Friday acknowledging that 50,000 new homes per year should be the target. The current target the government have set themselves is only 33,000 delivery per year, and they're falling short even of that. So their targets are too low, they're falling short even of their own targets, even if we look at the full year of last year. That figure you've given of 158 new homes, new social homes built in the first quarter of this year, that's less than 2% of their target for the full year, and it's very difficult to see how they're going to meet that 9,300 target this year. And, you know, the reality is, when we look at why this shortfall keeps occurring in the midst of a housing crisis with over 4,000 children in homelessness, if we look at why, it's because the government have simply been too reliant on private sector delivery. And we do need to see a real ramping up of ambition, of urgency, and critically of state investment to ensure greater delivery.
Two things the minister says: they will hit their social and affordable housing targets this year, and that they have over 26,000 social homes at various stages of construction.
Well, I saw his comment on that, and certainly we welcome any progress towards meeting that chronic level of housing need. Every time I meet constituents, Audrey, everywhere I go around the country, housing is the number one issue. It's the civil rights issue of this generation, because so many younger people in particular are simply being priced out. For them, for most people in their 20s and 30s now, housing, buying their own home, even being able to rent their own independent home, remains a distant dream. And that's simply unacceptable. In a country that's running budget surpluses and that is effectively at full employment. We keep being told by government that resources are not the issue. As I say, the minister acknowledged in a letter to me to myself and Rebecca Moynihan last week that the target of homes should be 50,000 per year. And we in Labour have been saying that now for some time. But the government have not yet formally published new revised upwards housing targets. And again, it just seems that they lack the urgency and the ambition to deliver the homes that communities need and that people need.
So how would Labour build 50,000 homes a year faster?
What we have proposed is the establishment of a state housing construction company, a public company, and indeed that's a proposal that's been endorsed by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, which published a very comprehensive paper last autumn setting out how this could be done through the intervention into what is now a private sector dominated housing market, the intervention of a large non-profit state sector. We've seen it done in other countries. What it does is it drives down the cost of homes, and it ensures delivery at a greater scale. We've seen it done in other countries.
Would you exclude the private sector completely?
Not at all. Absolutely not, Audrey. And of course, there's room for that too. But what the government, in establishing the Land Development Agency in 2018, did acknowledge is that there has to be a place for state intervention. And in Labour, we support the Land Development Agency. But what we want to see is vastly increased resourcing and capacity in that agency to deliver the homes that are needed through the intervention of public funding. And that's really what's missing in this government's ideological position. They're looking at, you know, private sector incentives, and that simply hasn't worked. And instead, what we've seen is people being priced out of new rentals, being priced out of being able to buy their own homes. Average rents in Dublin now, €2,000 per month. That's unaffordable for far too many people.
How much would a state construction company cost?
Well, we proposed a €1.6 billion investment in our last alternative budget last year as a starting point. again, the minister has said in that letter to Rebecca Moynihan and myself last week that he acknowledges there will need to be significantly increased investment to deliver that 50,000 homes per year. Now, that would be a mix, of course, of private and public delivery. But it is, I think, acknowledged by government that they do need to increase the resourcing of the Land Development Agency. I should say this, we're in the last year of this government. We all anticipate there may well be a general election this autumn. It's rather late in the day for the Minister for Housing to be suggesting now that they need to increase their housing targets and increase the resourcing of the Land Development Agency. This should have been done at the start of this government's term. We've seen 8 wasted years, Audrey, of prosperity. 8 years since 2016 when Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have failed to deliver on the level of housing output and supply that people across the country are crying out for.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in to us this morning. Leader of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacic.